Today's Bible verse is Ecclesiastes 11:6. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. I love this small section from King Solomon. This whole section is about business. Let's quickly go through what he says. In verse 1, he tells us that if we don't ship our products, we can't get a return. We have to get our business in front of the right people if we expect a return. Then in verse 2, he shifts to talk about investing. He says to invest in 7 or 8 ventures. King Solomon wants us to understand that we are to spread the wealth. We are to help others in business, and together we can all thrive. He talks about disaster coming, but if we have a strong group of people we invest in, disaster will slide by. Next, Solomon talks about rain, wind, and trees falling. You may ask what this has to do with business. He tells us to take action on our business. It doesn't matter if it's going to rain or if a tree falls down, it should not affect what you do in your business. An elderly lady at my church used to tell me, quit sowing worries. We get so caught up in worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow that we forget to live our lives today and honor God with all we do. God is the maker of all things. Verse 5. He is in control, and we must let him be in control. Do what is wise. Invest in other people. Ship your products and take action on what you believe God has called you to do. It is that simple. Ecclesiastes can be a tough book, but you have to admit the author gets right to the point. He tells us to put all of our efforts into whatever we do. We must commit our whole heart to God first and foremost, then we must commit to the purpose God has placed in our lives. I know in business we're supposed to have a single focus, but business is not all about one thing. We must take time to invest in our family, our friends, and other people in the world that God wants to impact. We must invest in others and even in other people who want to be in business. Take time to invest in others. Mentor someone and help them find the passion for God and their purpose in business. Give money to help missionaries spread the gospel. Invest your money so that you can care for your family long after you're gone. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Ecclesiastes 11:6. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.